free and wild before him. Her screams from the privy were so loud, Mother said I might be excused for a bit while she sought one of Papa's guards to break down the privy door, because her ladies were worried that Lady Susan had fallen in and was stuck in the chute. The look turned to one of unadulterated horror. I just hope she looks on the positive side of the whole experience, I added, stamping down the molehill with the toe of my shoe.
God's blood, you're an unnatural child. What positive side is there to spewing out your guts while stuck in the privy?
I gave him a lofty look. Lady Susan always had a horrible wind. It was worse than the smell from the Jakes. The spiderwort tea should clear her out. By rights, she should thank me. Ulrich cast his gaze skyward and muttered something under his breath. Besides, I can't go inside now. Mother said for me to stay out of her way, because she's too busy getting ready for whoever it is who's visiting Father. That wasn't entirely true. My mother had actually snapped at me to get out from underfoot and do something helpful other than offer suggestions on how to break down the privy door. And what could be more helpful than tending the garden? The whole keep was gearing up for a visit from some important guest, and I would not want the garden to shame her.
"Get ye gone," Ulrich said, shooing me out of the garden. "Else I'll tell your mother how you've spent the last few hours, rather than tending to your proper chores. If you're a good lass, perhaps I'll help you with those roses later."
I smiled, feeling as artless as a girl of 17 could feel, and dashed out of the haven that was the garden and along the dark overhang that led into the upper bailey. It was a glorious, almost summer morning, and my father's serfs were going about their daily tasks with less complaint than was normal. I stopped by the stable to check out the latest batch of kittens, picking out a pretty black-and-white one that I would beg my mother to let me keep, and was just on the way to the kitchen to see if I couldn't wheedle some bread and cheese from the cook's, when the dull thud of several horses' hooves caught my attention. I stood in the kitchen door and watched as a group of four men rode into the bailey, all armed for battle.
"Isolde, what are you doing here? Why aren't you up in the solar tending to Lady Susan? Mother was looking for you."
Margaret, my older sister, emerged from the depths of the kitchen to scold me.
"Did they get her out of the privy, then?"
I asked in all innocence, or what I hoped passed for it.
"Aye."
Her eyes narrowed on me.
"It was odd, the door being stuck shut that way. Almost as if someone had done something to it."
I made my eyes as round as they would go, and threw in a few blinks for good measure.
"Poor, poor Lady Susan, trapped in the privy with her bowels running amok."
"Think you she's been cursed?"
"Aye, and I know by what. Or rather, who?"
She was clearly about to shift into a lecture when movement in the bailey caught her eye. She glanced outside the doorway and quickly pulled me backwards into the dimness of the kitchen.
"You know better than to stand about when Father has visitors."
"Who is it?" I asked, looking round her as she peered out at the men.
"An important mage."
She held a plucked goose to her chest as she watched the men.
"That must be him, in the black."
All of the men were armed, their swords and mail glinting brightly in the sun, but only one did not wear a helm. He dismounted, lifting his hand in greeting as my father hurried down the steps of the keep.
"He doesn't look like any mage I've ever seen," I told her,
taking in the man's easy movements under what must be at least 50 pounds of armour.
"He looks more like a warlord. Look, he's got braids in his hair, just like that Scot who came to see Father a few years ago. What do you think he wants?" "Who knows? Father's renowned for his powers. No doubt this mage wants to consult him on arcane matters."
"Arcane matters," I said, aware I sounded grumpy. Her mouth quirked on one side.
"I thought you weren't going to let it bother you any more."
"I'm not, it doesn't," I said defensively, watching as my father and the warlord greeted each other.